Chapter 90. Send a photo via smoke signal. Every generation says the world has gone crazy. I say it's always been there. If the patron saint of horseradish was here today, he would agree with me, with glee even. If the Holy Ghost would make for the whole world a plate full of cinnamon toast, then maybe, just maybe, we would forgive him for that bullshit we have been given. Meanwhile, fuck this world. You know, there's a treason. Churn, churn, churn. Send a smoke signal. Send a photo, see mobile signal. Send a photo via smoke signal. Tell me sincerely to get great alarmed after the great Lord. Get to the red line and send a photo via smoke signal. Tell me sincerely, alarm the trailer, alarm, alarm the great clock arms. What I really mean is if your arm gets to the great lawn, happen to the great alarm, set to the tree farm, it's a real disagree, alarm depth to the great alarm test. Test look, test took a lot of depth to the great one of the best to rate set alarm. Death to the great alarm, death to the great farm, death to the great alarm, test to train them. To bring them up, test to train them, bring up a stupid alarm to wake up the grandma death to the great land. After great life, together to the great desolation backhand in the great land of the grill. The spider god created the universe. Before that, it was one big empty space that went on for a couple of forevers. And through this void swam the larval gods. Newborn gods that resembled insects more than humans, drifting, eating up the energy that flows in the void. And the spider god fed on these beings. The spider god wove a celestial electric blue web to catch the larval gods and suck them dry. Good nutrition and masses of energy got caught in the spider web, forming the planets and the stars. We are all in the web of the spider god. When I was 17, I met the spider god walking down the silver web, the size of a whale and brilliantly cherry red, with wide eyes that were kind and a long red goatee. 713 nipples on the spider god. But it's from dreams I came, it's from dreams I shall go, after death, you know. Do you realize that? And doesn't your cat? After I die, it's back to dreams I go. The reflections that cast like a liquid mask. The dreams of the form for this world will go and glow beyond my afterlife, you know, it's so. Bardo, between the dreams you sow, visions, divisions, pressure, friction, picture, addiction, and I'll have these dreams and good things of the spider god. I'll have these dreams under the red bulk of the god. Spider god is big as a whale, brilliant red fat body. Spider god is now the reigning lord of the universe. He just crushed the great alarm with his antler horns. Chapter 91. Dancing meat pie saturation generation. So our scarecrow protagonist looks out on the tallest hill over the sun's scorched lands. Fields turning into dust and sand. Dehydrated crows dry and die. The wind comes up and spreading the sand away, revealing a cracked parking lot. Houses on the edges. April Ocean Station pumping out black filth into the sky. Dancing meat pie saturation generation. Mince chance with a glance at the other pies. And then we'll die. Hotbed of human nuggets worming in their sauce or crystallizing in the forest. Gotta walk with a stick unless your dick's that long. Brittle spittle. The knights of fuck off ride in burning veil cars. Strike out for that mound house, surrounded by trees someone planted 87 years ago. They're getting a little old and rickety, but they still stand with her minuscule pubic hair of leaves. Strike out for that mound and bring your drums and acoustic hand drums and percussions. She's going to give us a sermon. She's got a wooden beak mask strapped to her head, along with a set of antlers, and she's got something to say to the clock. Her snapping beak speak will make us dance and sway. And this is it, you know. We're staring at the blood moon. Gotta wait another 20 years to 2036 before viewed again. If you're still alive. Strange shifting light on the moon making crazy crystal patterns and light shows like red, blue, and yellow, and it just suddenly will sway across the moon's surface. Pretty impressive. Slowly the light will come back to the moon. It's getting there. And now it looks like there's a skull staring out of the blood moon. According to some, there's kinds of upheaval happening all around us now. Although I'm on a beautiful silent cloud with only the shrieks of territorial dogs to break the peace. Little dogs that bark their territory out at me. From neighbors' yards, you see. Chapter 92. Scarecrow. He climbed to the top of this great ziggurat they had found and dug up from underground. The greatest ruin ever known, buried 24,000 years ago, but was made 700 years in the future. Scarecrow's up there on top of it. He's shouting into a bowl that's all colorfully painted. He shouts, "Death to the Great Alarm! Alarm! Death to the Great Alarm! Death to the Great Alarm! Death to the Great Love Death! To the Great Love Death! To the Great Love Dad! To the Great... I'm definitely a lot of death!" And somewhere off stage, unseen drums pound deep bass. The birds and strange calls like biological flutes warbling and all. Scarecrow is dancing about now, losing little straw bits of himself that flutter down the steps of the ziggurat, fluttering like symbols of our sins, littering the dirt that we've been, fluttering like the sun beyond the screen. Scarecrow, sun god, bright against the grain. Bring him a fleshy bride. He wants to stick his straw inside, make a demigod with antlers of warrants to rule the whole damn scene. When society breaks down, I'll probably not be around. Gotta have my meds or I die. Don't think I got enough funds to keep myself going for long, you. Gotta have money and lots to spare, laid asides, supplies, or you're gonna die. Don't ask me why, that's just the way it is.
Chapter 93. Stroke it softly when you feel nervous. Sorry, the scarecrow lays convulsing far away in a distant field. Looks like he's gonna die here. He's lost a little bit of the center of this. Beyond the sex life into the road, tumble the card from the living being. Fiberglass exploding like a firecracker. Corner the crows with stars, use it like a crowbar on them. Workout eating wife card bulletin. Use it like a crowbar on them. We can work out leaving gym ripples. Toxic urban bourbon salmon. Little plant shelter belt magnet. The village made of felt. Focus of the other ones, another town. Bright lights of movies projected into the sky. The movie stretches across the universe. See a bright little lamp, tiny tiger's meadow. Stroll to the shelter belt and we are in our underwear. Night headlights are the eyes of a great alarm. Eye lights will seek you out, and you'll never be alone. He's been harassed, or somebody else's butt has. That's the way it's done, son. And man, I never planned to mount these antlers on my head. I just woke up and there they were. I cut off all my pubic hair and replaced it with a merkin. Stroke it softly when you feel nervous. I know this, at least to escape the phone priest. The phone it rings. Disconnected from the wall it rings and chimes in the other mind. Back issues of time, and that's where we climb on this line. Photo faded, wipe images of people along with them, till full of nothing. Salted dreams within this buttercup's bitter cups buttered on. Freak the snake alert. Be among the unstrung heroes. It's night, the moon shines like a wind chime. Pleasant little beams over burning fields. So many birds, with that price of powerful smoke, little bits of resin fill the air, burning the fields of man. The day I stopped being cute. It was a time so long ago in my youth, a blonde smiling little cherub, so adorable and cute. Then a big bad hand, a bad wave, a blade, and no more black holidays. Today I stop being cute. All these cookies stop coming around. The day I stopped being cute and they wanted me in the ground. It was brutal, and I had got used to all this adulation. All this land of treats and candy streaming out like a dream. No more. You're not cute in the stairway. Into the stream, river, bank, we scream. The misfit, it rolls the morning coals. Walking out, with my cock out, bobbing up and down. Felt clicking to the ground. And I've got a bird beak on the head of my penis. Think of that, gentlemen and ladies. Midgets hate crows. What do you think of that? You can see the head of it just kind of happily bobbing along. It makes you want to sing a song. Makes you want to make snow angels and donut holes. This world is for the ticking in the middle stand. You know, like a symbol made of flesh, and I was walking along. Hey, we're strolling. We can sing the song. We got those something mask and have them on, waiting to be devoured. Candy-coated orange flesh of the hour. put on your dream mask that lights up when you go into REM, I'm gonna see that bonfire burning in the night and great sprawling purple plane, little round thing coming out of the ground. Go around in jeans so tight, like painted on blue and purple night. Physics is murky at some point in my life. Physics got sticky. Things stick to me as I try to pass by a chair. All of a sudden, I'm dragging the chair across the room while stumbling. It's not going to let me go. It's sticky. Physics is sticky now. Physics has changed. There's some new sticky element going on, and I don't know who's to blame. So if I walk across the room, I'm bound to bump into something that in the past I wouldn't even contacted with. At the point of contact, it's going to stick, and I'm going to drag the motherfucking object across the room with me until I fall down or shake it off. It's the new physics. Fuck you very much. When I was a little short and scrawny, then people inflicted pain like a wire frame. Violence was the answer to smack me around. Let me know what's right. Tell me what's right with your fists, motherfuckers. But one day I got larger, taller, and I stand up to you now saying, fucking size is violence the answer? Oh no, violence is not the answer. Now that I'm fighting back, all of a sudden, violence is wrong. What's the connection? What's the factor? What changed? Why is violence wrong now? Is it because I can kick your fucking ass, rip your fucking jaw out, and hand it to you? Maybe those were the best days for me. When I had access to the drug LSD, I had these mind-altering light and sound machines to put me into a trance. Those days, in some ways, were great. Lonely, with full pumping sexual desire thrive going on. Nobody wants to be a total loser, weirdo artist. He's not going nowhere because he's so against and different from the normal society, you know? Freedom has a price and I paid it, a sacrifice and I lay down for it. And time is the real enemy. Find the receipt in the money machine. Time and profit off other things. Anyways, the American way is a bad fucked up machine slaughterhouse for innocence. The fucking Christians cry to see the way society is going down. They made it happen with their fucking rules and their fucking desire for more at the expense of others. What made America great? Why was America great? Oh yeah. That's right, because we had slavery to do free things for profit at the expense of families and human sanctity. Why was America great? Because we had resources and the mutilation, butchery, genocide of the Native Americans to get what we wanted. About the time there's nobody left to exploit here in the States, society starts going into an implosion. A conquest-based society has a lot of problems when there's nothing left to take over. We need to go into space and find some innocent little creatures to exploit. You repeat genocide and rapes, take everything they have, and our society and our economy will be flowing again. Colorful flags of freedom babies wait over the corpses of the other, the other, the other, the other, the other, the other, the other.